SBS Radio.
And now we have in online Lydia Thorpe. Lydia, welcome to NITV Radio.
Having me.
Yeah, you don't shy away from adding your voice to the conversation, to conversations on topics that you're passionate about. And this time around, you're in the spotlight again for your views on January 26. I know you have your own views on this and you are already having plans for January 26 in your own area. But first, I'd like you to comment on Councillor Dick Gross's proposal to actually acknowledge First Nations massacres against First Nations peoples on Australia Day.
Well, I welcome that suggestion. It's something that is well overdue, and it's something that William Cooper and the Aboriginal Progress Association called for in 1938. And it's something that this country needs to come to terms with in terms of its real history, the true history, and what the 26th of January means for our people. I understand that, you know, an acknowledgement is certainly welcomed, but we need to be really careful about how that's done. We can't, you know, start the day with an acknowledgement and then go on to celebrate and have beers and barbecues, because that just goes against what an acknowledgement and a day of mourning actually means for us.
Yeah, but Councillor Dick Gross is proposing that acknowledgement as a compromise, because the date, as he says, will not go away in his lifetime, because there's, the mainstream, the biggest, the strongest parties in the country are against changing the date.
Well, absolutely. It has to be an acknowledgement, but it needs to be a meaningful acknowledgement. So we need to change the day to reflect upon what a day of mourning means to us, and that is that, you know, many, many hundreds of thousands of our people died fighting for this country with the frontier wars, and today with deaths in custody and children being removed. So it's okay to acknowledge, but we need to understand what that means, and that means that we need to stop the continued injustice that is upon our people each and every day.
Yeah, and you have proposals for Australia Day 2019 in your area. Tell us about what you've got in the pipeline.
Well, in solidarity with the Invasion Day rally that the Warriors of the Aboriginal Resistance are doing, I'm starting a dawn service in Melbourne, in Naam, at King's Domain, where there's a known burial site of our people. And it's a day to reflect upon our fallen warriors. Just as, you know, the Anzac Day on Anzac Day, this day is what that means to us. Is we need a moment of silence. We need a moment to reflect upon the many, many people that have died as a result of invasion and colonisation and genocide.
Yeah, but looking at the Facebook page, I've seen some comments on your own website and page. People are commenting and they do not agree with that. Some think it's not inclusive enough. Your proposal is not inclusive enough.
Well, I haven't seen, I've been out of range actually, so I haven't seen everybody's comments. It's certainly welcoming everybody, and it's not an exclusive invitation. We need all of every Australian to come and understand what this day means and mourn with us on that morning. A real appreciation of the hurt and the pain that we feel, and the anxiety that we have leading up to the 26th of January each year. So I welcome everybody. This is a way that we can have a united country that brings people together, and that comes with an understanding and appreciation of what actually happened. We need to, you know, tell the truth. And this country didn't start on the 26th of January, and there was a known massacre on the 26th of January. So we need to understand that and as I said, I welcome everybody to come along at 5:30 a.m. at Inns Domain. And, you know, stand with us in solidarity. Don't see this as a threat. See this as part of a way forward that truly respects each other's, you know, view and position, what 26th of January means.
So 26th of January, so you are recommending to recognize the resilience, courage and bravery protecting families, communities and country. So you gave us the details of where this will take place. Now, are all the traditional owners on board?
I wouldn't think so. There's many traditional owners that have survived the genocide and assimilation in this country. So we don't always think the same way. We're not a homogenous group. So I'm sure that there are traditional owners out there that may not agree, but the elders and the traditional owners I've been talking to, and that's quite a lot of different clans around Victoria particularly, totally support this day of mourning and this dawn service. And I've been given full support from all of those people. So that's what I'll go in, and hopefully we can start this trend right around the nation. I've been contacted by traditional owners in Western Australia who want to have a dawn service also, and I've been contacted by people in New South Wales. So hopefully this is the beginning of something that people can all be a part of and have a real, you know, have the 26th of January as a day to reflect upon the invasion and the many, many people, Aboriginal people that died serving this country.
Yeah, and I gather the two proposals are not dissimilar. There are very, very similar. There are big similarities between your proposal and Dick Gross's proposal, but you only differ on the fact that you want the date changed.
Well, as I said, we can't celebrate the 26th of January. So I think that, you know, we need to come together on a unified position. And I think the first part of that is to tell the truth. Truth-telling, truth, justice, reconciliation is the absolute beginning. And when we get to that point, then we can start discussing the treaty.
Yeah, treaty is another topic on which about which you're very, very passionate, and you've released many statements on this, and your statements are usually, they sometimes go against the grain, but you don't shy away from adding your voice to the conversation. Well, Lydia Thorpe, thank you very much for taking the time to actually enlighten us and bring us your view.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.